This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. UN aid workers and Yemeni officials say Houthi rebels have continued their weeks-long blockade of a district in the central province of Marib. They say that's blocking humanitarian aid and movement of Marib's 37,000 people. The officials say the Iranian-backed Houthis have advanced in the district of Abdiya, south of Marib City, in recent weeks, forcing troops of the internationally recognized government to retreat. The attack on Abdiya is part of the Houthis' offensive to capture the government-held city of Marib. The rebels have been trying for years to seize the city. They intensified their offensive in February. Two laborers were killed by gunmen in Indian-administered Kashmir on Sunday, police said. They were the latest victims of a fresh outbreak of violence that has sent jitters through the disputed Muslim-majority region. The two laborers, who were Hindus from Bihar, a state outside the Himalayan territory, were shot in the southern Wanpo area of Kashmir Valley. A third was critically injured, according to police. The killings came a day after a street vendor and a laborer, also from Bihar, were killed in separate shootings. One was Muslim, the other Hindu. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the four deaths, which have sent shockwaves through minority communities in the region. The latest killings come hard on the heels of a series of street shootings last week that left seven more civilians dead, among them three members of the local Hindu and Sikh communities. In total, 32 civilians have been shot dead so far this year, the majority of them local Muslims. Meanwhile, deadly clashes between insurgents and government forces have claimed roughly 30 lives. This is VOA News. Cape Verde's opposition candidate Jose Maria Neve neared victory in Cape Verde's presidential election on Sunday, maintaining a comfortable lead over the ruling party's flag bearer, Carlos Viega, with more than 90% of polling stations reporting results. Seven candidates were vying to replace Jorge Carlo Fonseca, who has reached the end of his two-term limit in the Atlantic Archipelago nation, one of Africa's most stable democracies. Neve and Viega, both former prime ministers, represent Cape Verde's two main parties. The winner will be charged with stabilizing the tourism-driven economy after the ravages of the COVID-19 pandemic. Police in Haiti said Sunday a gang blamed for kidnapping five priests and two nuns earlier this year is now accused of kidnapping 17 missionaries from a U.S.-based organization. The group includes a two-year-old and some elderly people. Authorities say the gang is known to control an area where they carry out kidnappings and carjackings, as well as extort business owners. A missionary group confirmed Sunday that a group of their representatives, 16 Americans and one Canadian, were kidnapped in Haiti on Saturday while on a trip to an orphanage. The whereabouts of the kidnapped victims now are unclear. In a statement, the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries group said Sunday the group included seven women, five men, five children. They provided no information about where the group may have been taken or on efforts to free them beyond saying, "We are seeking God's direction for a resolution and authorities are seeking ways to help." Violence in Haiti has surged since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July and an earthquake in August. Venezuela's socialist government said it would suspend negotiations with its opponents in retaliation for the extradition to the United States of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro. He'll be facing money laundering charges in the United States. The announcement came after businessman Alex Saab was placed on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after a 16-month fight by Maduro and allies, including Russia, who consider the Colombian-born businessman a Venezuelan diplomat. Six American oil executives held on house arrest were picked up by security forces in what may be a sign that relations between Washington and Caracas could be upended after months of quiet diplomacy since U.S. President Joe Biden entered the White House. And at least 18 people have died a day after torrential rains swept through villages and flooded roads in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.